Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Rural Transformation, Honorable Israel Bruce, said the giant African snail continues to be a problem in the country. He said the ministry received a report about an infestation of the giant African snail in Edinburgh, and an emergency task force is being organized, comprising several government ministries, to address this issue.
I received a phone call about an infestation in Edinburgh. I summoned the Deputy Chief Agricultural Officer and the head of the Plant Protection Quarantine Unit, and we didn't wait. This is practicality of the ministry that I'm talking about, Madam Speaker. We headed to Edinburgh. We saw for ourselves. And from there, we went down to Otley Hall. Madam Speaker, there is an infestation. We do not intend to sit back and play idly with it. I'm saying to my colleagues, some special documents will come to your table. We are putting in place an emergency, an immediate action task force comprising of members of several ministries to take on an immediate fight on the giant African snail.
Minister Bruce outlined the severity of the devastation that the giant African snail can inflict on the country's agricultural industry.
If we do not do this, Madam Speaker, let me tell you, those of us who think we have a struggling agricultural sector, if we don't put hands on this, we will not have an agricultural sector. So I want to say no to some of the staff at other departments. I said this, and it may have sounded a bit cruel. I said to the Deputy Chief Agricultural Officer, I rather, to hear that we have lost 10 animals at a facility in Dumbarton because the feed couldn't get there on time, than to not have a transportation to move workers across this country, in particular the infested areas, to put an immediate halt to the infestation of the giant African snail. One is chalk and the other is cheese.
Minister Bruce said that a series of national education campaigns will take place to promote an all-hands-on-deck approach to eradicating the giant African snail from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He said if the giant African snail is not successfully eradicated, the country may be forced to import all of its agricultural produce.
If we are to do this, we would find ourselves where we have to import practically every agricultural food that we need. I want this country to hear us. There will be a massive education campaign as a component of the emergency actions. Schools will be involved. Churches will be involved. The various state media entities will be involved. Farmers will be consulted with. And Madam Speaker, I was told that there seemingly was an apprehension on the part of the former administration to put what we call debate to help to constrain the spread of the giant African snail. I don't understand how that made common sense. But I have said without any contradictions that that policy changes immediately. We will purchase debates and we will put debates in the hands of households so that they can help us in the fight against the giant African snail.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Rural Transformation, Honorable Israel Bruce. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.